As we will look on this fall, kind of the adoption of this identity as a scattered people that God is looking to use in the mending of the world. What I want to do this morning is spend a little time on where we find ourselves right now, just as a local church and as a community, as we look towards September in the fall. I want to express just some of the things that you've been sharing, and then as an elder team, as we've tried to digest some of our different meetings and surveys and thoughts and talking about youth and kids and adult ministry, how we want to focus ourselves in the next several months. And what I want you to do is just really create some openness in yourself for the Spirit to speak to you as far as anything that's shared in this morning that really is stirring in you of, oh, that is something that I want to invest myself in. That's something that I can do. That's something that I feel like Spirit might be providing an extra grace, that it's like, man, I didn't have energy for that at this time in my life, but right now I think there's like a special grace there to get involved. So that's what this morning's going to look like. I will then recap what we do this morning online and in newsletters, and just really encourage you to take what's expressed today. And if you're ready to jump right in, go ahead. You can say that on Facebook this morning, or if you need a few days or moments, that is great too. So this morning, we'll give a fall ministry preview of what we're going to be doing and ways that you can be involved. And really, if there was a theme in what we've been hearing you express, either personally or through surveys, through our meetings, is really a desire to grow in connectedness and communion with God, ourselves, each other, and creation. So there's this primary longing for connection. So if we could, you know, everyone is different, but if we can like have an umbrella of like what's a shared experience that we're having is, and this is not a shocker, is there really is a longing for connection and a desire for that connection, especially within our church community. For those of you who have kids, there's a shared concern for their well-being and formation. What does that look like spiritually? What does that look like in your own family? What does that look like in figuring out schooling and all of the dimensions of kind of being a parent in a pandemic? That is a shared concern. And the other, if we could say broad sharing within our church community that I really appreciate is this primary posture of understanding. You all have been so profoundly understanding of the challenges that we're all trying to navigate. And I appreciate that so much. And I know the elder team does as well. So whether you're feeling like super connected or really disconnected, there really is even this sense of understanding. Like, I feel disconnected, but I understand, you know. I feel super connected, but I still would love X, Y, and Z to happen, and I understand that's really difficult to have happen. Nobody has been demanding in any kind of way, and I just want to say that posture is really appreciated. And I also thought it's good for us to remind ourselves a little bit kind of you know, the history outside of the last 6 months in a pandemic. So our church in the last, 15 years, experienced kind of a rupture of who the church community was about every 7 years. So there was when it first started in 2005, when we really navigated, we're going to include women in ministry. And then people were concerned because there was this like buzzword called emergent church, and that was scary. And so that reformed our community. And then in, you know, another 7 years in 2012, as we really leaned into the kingdom of God, and the gospel is not an evacuation plan for after you die, but it is really this liberating reconciliation of all things, that, you know, that ruptured our community. We stretched it as far as it could go, and it's, you know, there was an exodus. And then, you know, you go 7 years, and that was last year. It was 2019. There was another big exodus, as we realized that as we put in practice the kingdom of God, it leads us to confront the white supremacist narratives that have been in bed with Christianity, and how that affects justice and race and belonging and inclusion. And that was another big rupture. Now, like, you know, after a rupture, then there's this, who are we again as a community? We've got different budgets and we have smaller staffs, you know. And then we kind of build from that place, and different volunteers take up different roles, and we're able to build and grow into that. And then, you know, last year was another big rupture. And so a lot of the ways that we were organized beyond Sundays, you know, a lot of those people aren't with us. And so there's an experience of kind of desert and wilderness and scarcity, and we're stripped down. And then we begin to build from that place. So as I was thinking, just even into this fall, carrying out that like bigger framework is, you know, we entered into a pandemic coming out of a you know, a rupture and a regrouping. And so again, your understanding of that reality, that, you know, the future of our church is not going to be staff led, which I think is a positive, but it does mean, oh, we've got to re-navigate who we are and who we have, and then how do we direct, you know, those energies and not exploit them, not burn them out, but grow at pace with how the Spirit is moving among us. And so this is the invitation to this church and this community to pay attention to how the Spirit is moving you when we think about what does church look like in a pandemic, and what is what is God doing in and through us right now in this season, and how do we pay attention to that, honor that, and lean into it. And really, the title for this morning is going to be Beyond Sunday. And this is how we're really wanting to direct our energies, is to think about how, the energy that we do have, how do we start focusing that and directing it beyond just the Sunday service. And I'm going to start with kids, and then youth and adults. So that's where that'll be the frame. So as we come into September, here are some of the frame for kids community and the opportunities that you may be interested in jumping in. So our weekly story time is going to start. Again, Lee Gropel-Swenson's our kids community director. She's going to be in charge of that weekly story time. And then we're thinking about what's once a month, something special for two different age groups. So our pre-K through second grade, and then third through fifth grade. What's, a formational activity, something special that we can think about in terms of once a month directed towards each of these specific age groups, since they break out and have different needs. So if you are interested in working with Lee with kids community stuff, that's a huge need, because right now it's Lee, and you know, having a team around these things would be really fantastic. So if you want to help Lee around like pre-K through second grade, of like, how do we think about a monthly kind of special engaging activity kind of involving that age group, or through third through fifth grade, this would be a way that you could invest beyond Sunday. And then lastly is developing a parent forum. And really what we've heard is just mental health and support for parents, especially parents with young kids, is a huge need, and we hear you. So creating a parent forum is something that we'd like to do beyond Sunday as we lean into this fall. I think that the first forum will take place as a Facebook group, and then it can go from there. But if you're interested in kind of in helping Lee on the parent side of just how are we ministering to parents, especially with young kids, and supporting one another, sharing what's going on, venting, or just even creating some ideas that you're doing together, this would be a huge need. So as we think about kids community beyond Sunday mornings, here's the framework. And if that stirs in you, you can get in touch with Lee Gropel Swenson. Next, our youth ministry. We're really looking at Wednesday as the day that we're thinking specifically about our middle school and high school students. And again, this is all volunteer led. These were areas that we used to have staff people. We don't. And I'm just so incredibly grateful for the youth team that navigated this past year and then did some really lovely things in maintaining the community through the pandemic as volunteers. Hats off. So, you know, as I talk about like you being open to how the Spirit is stirring of a way that you want to invest yourself beyond Sunday than what you've been doing before, like for me, youth ministry was the stirring. So beyond kind of what I'm doing, getting involved with the youth ministry, it was something that I felt stirred to do. And because I've got kids in the youth ministry, and so I want to be a parent volunteer. So again, we need female small group leaders, especially to join the team. So if that is a way you want to consider investing, that would be great. And we like to have kind of a team of at least two with a small group, and so that you can share that responsibility. And then if someone's out or misses a week, that can still continue. So what youth ministry will look like, two Wednesdays a month, there will be no large group things that happen in person on a Wednesday. So our large group things will be happening online on Zoom. That'll include a teaching and breakout groups in those small groups. So that's two Wednesdays a month. And then one Wednesday a month will be for small groups. And they're going to alternate senior high and middle school. So when outdoor meeting in your small group things that you can do, that is going to be great. But we'll split the group up. So especially in the winter, if we can do safe small groups using, you know, the annex and the main facility, we've got some big rooms. So, you know, a small group of 10 socially distant with masks on in the gymnasium is a safer way that we can still try to do some face-to-face formation time, which is hugely important. And also not put a lot of people at risk. And this then gives basically 1 week off for a small group in a month. So 2 Wednesdays a month, online large group, teaching breakout groups, and then 1 Wednesday night in your small group, either senior high or middle school. Those will happen on different Wednesdays. A month when there's a fifth Wednesday, it's going to be a large group online game night. So that's how youth ministry is looking to structure itself beyond Sunday, going into this fall. Again, contact Donette. She's organizing us as the volunteers if you want to be involved with youth ministry. Okay, now as we move towards adults, I just want to briefly share high level some of the survey stuff, and we did that in the Zoom meeting on August 11th, but I just want to give some of this frame as we've made some decisions for this fall. So the first question is just how engaged you currently feel at Mills Church. You know, the one side of the scale is not very engaged. 5 is very engaged. So you can kind of see how this spreads out. Again, I appreciate even especially those who are feeling disconnected, just the sense of understanding around that. But it is something that we're just really hoping we can grow and how everyone can feel connected here as the Mills Church family. And then the second question, how are you feeling with our current virtual service experience? So kind of our Sundays here on Facebook. And again, you can kind of see this spread that is as far as how we're doing a Sunday service, there's a large level of just feeling good about how it's currently going. Though, again, I see those who just feel like, you know, I'm just not an online church person. So it's not about Facebook or Zoom or a different platform. It's just that's not how I do life. All of you who took these surveys and then did all the comments, they were just really helpful to read through. And then, we asked this kind of question in considering, do we want to try to attempt a Sunday service that's in person? And so we're trying to get a read on that question. It's just, about half the group surveyed would say, if we tried something every week in the socially distanced sanctuary, you'd try to come. But that leaves, half that wouldn't. And then when we started drilling down in the comment section about what would make that feel safe, or if you would, and if you had kids, how that would work, that's where it really became super complicated. And it was difficult for us to want to try to consider what that would look like and just ask, is that the best use of our energies? And our elder team, we decided no. So here is just something to kind of take off the plate. We will not be attempting to pull off large group in-person Sunday services in 2020. Now, we're a very flexible group, so if something major changes, great. I mean, we made the decision to go online in a week. But we just decided the diminishing returns on the amount of energy it would take to try to negotiate, a level of risk that we just decided, let's take that one off the plate for this fall and focus our energy on organizing and building connectivity beyond Sundays. Because really, when we drilled down in the comments, what we are more hearing is the longing for connection, not necessarily a longing for a particular type of service. So again, for, you know, I know there's a few in our congregation that, you know, a Sunday service online is just not something you're going to do. And we did consider, you know, is it worth trying to do a in-person, just, you know, because we don't want to leave anyone out. And we made the difficult decision of just saying we don't have the resources and energy to try to be able to do that. And at the same time, try to keep an online experience going for those who aren't going to be able to go. So that's the decision on this piece. Now I want to go into all of the different opportunities we'd like to focus our energy on going forward. And the first slide is about Sundays. So again, and this question was asked this morning, you know, did we miss coffee time? So last week we had our first one as kind of a pilot. Let's see how this goes. And there was great feedback from that. And people who are like, I want this to happen every week. It would be awesome to maybe once in a while I want to jump on. But in any rate, anything that happens does take someone to organize and do. Now, this I'd say doesn't take a lot of energy, but it does take some. So we do need Zoom hosts on Sunday morning from 10:10 to 10:28 a.m. just really to open up this forum and to say hi and greet people and kind of ask the one question we're asking that week and kind of moderate the space a bit. So it's a little facilitation need that is needed for this time. This can either be a team, kind of like our coffee team when we actually did it, you know, you took a Sunday a month. So that could be one way we do it. We could have one or two people that say that's who we have. And basically we'll do this as often as we have hosts. So if we don't have a host, it doesn't happen. That's how we're going to move forward with all of these, all of these things. So, but I think you've all said just the chance of seeing other people's faces, you know, brings joy in sometimes a way you didn't even realize you were missing. So that's one area, and I'm going to talk about two others. So the second Sunday opportunity is restarting a call to worship team. And, you know, this will help the Sunday morning service go beyond me on the screen. I just think the more of us involved in speaking and talking and being on video is just a better experience for everybody. But it takes organizing. And I want to just admit, I am not the best administrative organizer for these kind of details. So someone that's like, I'll organize a rotation for the call to worship, that would be fantastic. That would help make that happen. If it doesn't happen, that means I wish it did, and I wasn't able to pull it off. So that's kind of how you'll notice, like, today, I'm the only one on screen because I wasn't able to organize it beyond me. So I could use help. So the call to worship experience, I think, is about centering us in prayer. Maybe you want to read a poem. There's a scripture to be read for the morning. There's an invitation to pass the peace. Sometimes that can be pretty straightforward. Other weeks, you may just really want to, we need to spend longer in this call to worship time. So, and I want to give people the freedom to be able to lean into this space. So if that's a ministry piece that you'd like to participate in, that is open. And then when we met in person, there was you know, this was Rebecca Gish, you know, before they moved to Atlanta, was kind of organizing and setting up the ministry and personal spotlights that would happen and doing those interviews. I think that's something that would be beautiful, part of our morning. Again, it doesn't need to happen every week, but if these happen bi-monthly or even once a month, it would add a lot. So these are some Sunday opportunities. If any of them are, you know, you're just kind of feeling like, I could do that, and I'd have energy and joy to do that, that would be fantastic. All right, now I want to go beyond Sunday, and just so you know, there's going to be seven things, okay? So some of them are one-time things, but there is going to be a bulleted list of seven things, and after this bulleted list, and going through it, I've got the scripture we ended with last week, and then we'll go into communion. So this is the morning. Okay. Beyond Sunday opportunities. Start, host, join a small group. And this, you know, I've seen and heard a lot of you talk about a desire now to connect with a smaller group of people. And really, this is one of the best ways that we can build the muscle of organizing our connectivity outside beyond Sundays. And I think, you know, the more we cultivate this muscle now, you know, it is going to live beyond, you know, when the pandemic is over. I just think directing our energies here would really serve us incredibly well. And what I'm hearing is kind of like a organic energy around this, where sometimes in church, if you've done church culture long enough, there's like, I should be in a small group. I'm not talking about that. There's no should groups. What I'm actually hearing is people's like desire, like I know it's not about shooting in a small group. It's I really would love to be connected to a small group of people. We can probably do some things in person, socially distant, in a way that's safe, and we can actually have human connection. We can also do that, you know, virtually, a combination of a hybrid of things. So here's a couple specific ones. I know someone's expressed interest in leading a Lectio Divina type small group around scripture. You know, that's either weekly or bi-weekly, that you're coming, hearing a passage three times, you're contemplative around it, and then a brief sharing time, and then you're in and out. But there's a need for a co-leader for a group like that. So if a Lectio Divina type experience around scripture is interesting to you, just know there's someone who's interested in leading a group like that would love a co-leader to conspire with, and then you can go from there. Some of you just want like just maybe a life support group or a life group or a support group. You know, it doesn't necessarily need to be around a particular book or topic, just, you know, connecting together. And you know, there might be another kind of connection that you'd like to start or host, but we need people to take ownership of them in some kind of leadership capacity, even if that's just setting the date and time. So we do need, you know, a bit of facilitation. In the past, we've had people who have like kind of umbrellaed organized small groups to make sure those who want to be connected are. We don't have anybody doing that right now. So that's a need. Or, you know, just say, I'm going to start a small group on Thursday nights, and who's interested? You know, it could be as organic as that. Again, our Thursday morning Bible study, we've made that open to anyone who wants to be a part of that hour-long study. Where we just started the book of Mark. We're in chapter 2, so you're not missing like a ton. You can contact me if you're interested in jumping into that group. So that's a big one. That's been one we've heard a lot about, and we do need people to say, you know what, I could host or co-lead a group. And let's be praying and thinking about how can we organize our connectivity beyond Sunday, especially in these kind of supportive small groups. Okay, that's one of the longer categories. Second, area Minnetonka churches are organizing around becoming an anti-racist learning community. This was facilitated and initiated by St. Luke's Presbyterian Church in Minnetonka. You know, there's about 5 churches that have expressed interest in some or part of their community engaging. I believe it's going to be once a month on Mondays, like 7 to 9 or 7 to 8:30 or something like that. I will give more information as it comes out. I did reply that said the Mills Church would be interested. I could see some of you wanting to be involved in this. And that's something I'm interested in. And I know some of you expressed interest of like, how can we, you know, be building relationships with other congregations? And again, this is a great idea, and there's some great churches involved. So I know Bethlehem Lutheran in Minnetonka and St. Luke's Presbyterian Church and a few others that I know of that'll be involved in that. If that's interesting to you, you can, again, email, text me, and I'll have that information also on Facebook as it comes up. So those are 2 opportunities there. Here's 3 more. We want to do another Saturday in September to replant and plant some of our flower beds. So since they weren't adopted, other than one, we do want to redo, plant the 3 raised beds on our patio, and then those 2 big ones on the side of the main steps kind of just need to be reworked totally. So we'd like a day in September to do that. This also came out of our Zoom conversation on August 11th. Minnetonka organizes fall leaf cleanup for seniors who are in their homes. We need someone to organize that and connect with the city just to find out what days that is happening. But we thought that really would be a great service opportunity that we can do together. So fall cleanup for area seniors, if someone wants to take that on to organize it, that would be wonderful and great. And the other thing we need is a community engagement team leader, someone who wants to facilitate that team, again, kind of bring it back together. Again, Rebecca Gish was, you know, just at the point of taking that on when she lost her job. And we're grateful she found another one, but sad that the Gishes moved to Atlanta. So this, I think, this team has a ton of potential to be, if you're interested in being on it, but we either need co-directors or facilitators for it is another way that you can invest yourself beyond Sunday. I'll just pause there for a second if anyone has comments, thoughts, questions. I'll put up the next slide, but go ahead and ask those. I wanted to make you aware of the Evolving Faith Conference, which is October 2nd and 3rd. That is going to happen online. And I would say if there's any tribe that we, you know, fit into as a congregation, I would say this diaspora community called Evolving Faith is it. They're our tribe. And the speakers and people who are sharing, a lot of them are the people that you read and listen to, and many that you haven't been exposed to yet, but really would be a part of the life of God nurtured in us. And I want to promote this conference. I believe the second and the third, someone can correct me, is a Friday and Saturday. The registration cost is $100. And if you're able to do that, I want to recommend that this is something that as a community it says, let's do this as a learning experience beyond Sunday. If the registration fee is not in the budget, Mills Church wants to cover it for you, or partial. Yes, thanks, Sarah. It is a Friday and Saturday, first weekend in October. Or partial, whatever you need. I don't want the cost to prevent you from participating in this conference. Your registration allows you access to the online material beyond, I think, until April of 2021. So, for instance, if you're working on Friday and can't do it live, you'd be able to listen to that content later. But if we're able to, as a church, and maybe someone even knows the technology around that we could have like a live running chat either on our group page in Facebook of those who are participating in the conference, that could be cool. So here I'll share Mary's comment to Evolving Faith have been posting their podcast from the 2018 conference, which is really good. I subscribe to that, and they are phenomenal. So thank you, Mary. So this conference is one thing that we want to do beyond Sunday. Again, if you got it in the budget, great. If not, please let me know. I want to cover that registration fee for you so you can participate. And lastly, here's kind of the, for all of us, beyond Sunday, I want us to commit to connect. And I want us to think about this in terms of something we do once a month. So September, October, November, December, four times. I just want you to think in terms of four times that you text someone in our church, if that's you, who you haven't connected with, and just say, hi, I'm thinking about you. You call someone to go for a walk. You invite a few people over for a bonfire. You drop by someone's house and wave from outside. You mask up and get together in some kind of way. But that all of us are thinking about four connections with someone beyond Sunday this fall. So not think I'm going to do this every week. If that happens, fantastic. But, you know, as far as frequency, I want all of us to take the responsibility of connecting beyond Sunday in some ways and just thinking about that in four times. So I'm gonna review, and then we're going to have communion together. So take in a deep breath and let it out. slowly. Here are all the things. So again, we took how do we meet as a large group on Sunday morning in some kind of way off the energy dispersion list. We're not going to do that in 2020 unless something changes. We want to focus our energy in these ways as a church. Okay. So if kids community is stirring for you, connect with Lee Gropel Swenson, either with, you know, you've got an interest with that younger kids to second grade or third through fifth grade. If you want to be pretty active on parent forum and really being providing this supportive ground for our parents, that's a huge need. When it comes to youth ministry, we could use a couple more female small group leaders. Those of you who have been on the youth team, I want to thank you. Again, if you've got something beyond what's listed here, get in contact with Donette. So if that might be kind of a, you know, there's a lot of parents and kids who, you know, they consider this their youth ministry that don't go to church here. So that's a pretty, you know, it's 50 to 75% of our group doesn't call Mills Church home. And so if there's a stirring in you, just involved that way, that would be great. And then for adults, our Sunday opportunities and then beyond Sunday opportunities. Do you want to make coffee time happen? Let me know. Or you want to be a part of the call to worship team? You want to help organize ministry and personal spotlights? Those are all areas that need some hosting and facilitation. Beyond Sunday opportunities, I want you to think about, you know, do you feel ready to start or host or find someone to conspire with to start a small group or join one? And we need some organization around that. So we need to know who's interested that might not be connected and how that connection can happen. We need different kinds of groups and different people leading them. If you're interested in being a part of the anti-racist learning community with area churches, I think that's going to be the third Monday of the month. You can let me know. I've interest in participating in a Saturday plant garden day. We need to set the date and time for that and organize what we're going to do. If you want to get connected with the city of Minnetonka and how they're facilitating the fall cleanup this year, that would be great and get us involved. If you want to be a community engagement team leader, we need that. Again, if you can block off October 2nd and 3rd to participate in the Evolving Faith Conference, I'd love for our church to be more involved with this tribe. And then all of us, if we can commit to connect beyond Sunday, just in creating those things on our own organically, that would be fantastic. So thank you, church. For being who you are, and again, for being so understanding. Again, if this brings up particular questions, reach out to me. That would be awesome. All right, I want to close with the scripture as we go into communion. Therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. My prayer for us is that in this fall, as we just start to direct our energies beyond Sunday, that Christ is revealed to you, that Christ comes to each of us and revealed in a new and fuller way, and that hope and grace are apparent at those meetings. So I pray when we, you know, come to December of this year, we look back at the last 4 months together and are able to give witness to the revealing of Christ, of the revealing of new grace and hope. And that all of this leads us, you know, now that we have purified ourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for each other, that we love one another deeply from the heart. And I pray that that's an experience that we all have, that we can say our love for each other has deepened in these months together. For that we have been born again, not of a perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God, which is Christ Jesus, the Lord.